I'm Tessa Mavez. The Mishnah says, Arba Mises Nimsur LeBezdin. Bezdin has four ways of killing someone. Skila, stoning him, Sreifa, Herek V'chenek. And the Mishnah is in order. These are the most chamer. The worst is Skila, second is Sreifa, next is Herek. Sreifa, Skila, Chenek V'herek. No, that's not the order. He switches both of them. The most chamer is Sreifa, then is Skila, then is Herek. Zum mitzvah and is skull. Now, how do we know, like,
you what tested both someone? All four are out of order.
I'm just saying that group, Skila and Sreifa.
Yeah, but and even there, yes.
Those two groups are, all four.
Rav Shimon says the most cow is Herek and the most chamer is Sreifa. So he argues on two of them.
Right, meaning the Tanakham said Skila is more chamer than Sreifa also.
Right, so they're arguing by Skila and Sreifa, and they're arguing by Herek and Chenek.
But that's how they separate it.
Right, exactly. We saw with the Beis HaKvaros, you separate Skila and Sreifa as one category, and that was a mission. What's interesting is, like, I mean, who knows? Did anyone go through both of them to know which one's worse?
Is it humankind? What is the...
Like, it's a metzias argument. What would you rather? None of the above, yeah.
I thought they were not, because when he's right, which one he gets, and this is the most chama.
Chama klape what? Human pain?
I don't think they
chama means if he has Rashi says. If he's chayv to me,
no.
So he's
dying, yeah, we understand. Right. The nafkaminas, we understand. There's many nafkaminas.
So it's a general question. What does more chama by misa mean? Yeah. Misa is misa. Why is one more chama than the other?
Right. So the Gemara is going to tell you that we see that, let's say, Ayyavid Avay Dazar gets skilas, obviously, that's the worst thing possible a person could do.
What makes one misa over the other misa more chamer?
Right, what makes it more chamer? Are you most afraid of it?
Has to do with kapara.
Yeah, the chamer has to do with kapara.
Are they all not painful? Are they all painful? Of course they're all painful. But obviously. I guess, wait, 2 seconds.
So you're saying,
are we trying to achieve pain? I don't think it's probably not true.
It's probably part of the kapara, is probably pain.
Finished.
Yeah, but we also at the same time want to kill him right away.
Oh, maybe that's why Skila, you get undressed in public like that. Maybe the Bazillion's part of it. I don't know.
Well, it can't be because Anisha doesn't get undressed. So so you tell me Anisha gets some more calm, Misa? That's not the reason.
Okay, good. You're saying good. I'm just saying, it could be like Shmuel saying that not really because you put it right in the. It's not that you burn the guy. We'll see. You put something hot lead
down his throat.
So it could be like Shmuel saying that it belonging to Misa. I don't know how long it takes you to throw you down two flights.
How could that be right when we know you have to be a mamayah to kill him? You're not allowed to give him the tzar of that.
Right, but this is far a little bit longer, Samadha. That's very interesting. Okay.
They had a
Zoom mitzvahs on the skalin. Till now we discussed the skila. From now on we're going to discuss the other misses.
I don't think that's a pain, because somebody could live through some of these. It could take 5 minutes for someone to die if
they threw
them down.
Chenek? Skila. That's what you're trying to say.
I don't know why they're alive. They're not dying. It can happen. So, like.
You have a story on that, I guess. Yeah.
It's interesting.
He's looking down.
We just finished saying skila. So, what are we saying? We're giving you an introduction. We're saying.
I know, it's interesting. Yeah, zoom it's on his column.
What I just told you previously.
Yeah. I mean, if it was, it was. If it wasn't, it wasn't.
Right. No, more than that. Meaning, why are you telling it to me first? If anything, say first. By the way, this was Skila. We're moving forward now.
Skila. Because till he dies from falling down, it takes a while.
Yeah, so Shmuel's talking the best times. That it takes the longest. So that makes it more chum.
No, Chenek also takes a while. No, Chenek could take longer.
I think it's Steven.
That's not the reason. Chenek could take longer. Chenek could take the longest of all four.
Yeah?
Yeah, when does a person die? It's not hanging.
Yeah, it's
a stroke. Where you die from? Not breathing. How long does it take to die from not breathing? A long time. Meanwhile, he's suffering.
Okay.
So, but you see, that's not the reason.
Okay.
It's the other reasons.
Okay. One time I went on a zip line. I couldn't bring myself to jump off the platform to start. I couldn't bring myself to do it. It was whatever. My brain was telling me this is just not right. And I tell him, I said, I can't do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. He said, the only way I'm going to do it is they push me off. Because said they pushed me.
Where your wife said, go.
No way, I wasn't there.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say, he says you look down and they're telling you, we're going to throw you down, right? We're going to throw you down, right? And what's the person, for 5 minutes you're standing there? That's like for 5 minutes.
They throw him down. They don't give him the time.
Right, they're pushing him. I'm saying for 5 minutes, he's looking down. I'm going to fall down the story.
And then he doesn't
die
right away.
I'm going to go into the fire.
He dies unless he happens to fall on his head, neck and break his neck. What's going to happen, and I was careful not to do that, so he died from breaking all his bones.
Zakt Gemara.
Torture before the torture.
Right. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schayer, Amar Rav Huna. Rava said in the name of Rav Schayer, Rav Huna said, Kol Mokim Shoshana Chachamim Derech, Minyin Ein Mugdim U'mu'ucha. Whenever the Chachamim said a order, it doesn't have to be an order. Chutz Mishiv Samanim, except for these seven. That means the Mishnah many times says what the Kayin does, what anyone does in order, and it doesn't have to mean the order is not ma'akiv, except for these seven samimanim. What's that? Tonight we look at the Mishnah Nida. If you want to know if the redness on a cloth is blood or is just a color, there's a way to test it. There's a way to test it. Tonight, Shiva samanim avir ala kesa. There are seven samanim. What does samanim mean? So Rashi explains, normally samanim means like medicine or something. So Rashi says, no, that's not really the word, or it means a smell. Samanim, that's not really what it means. It means something that helps for its friend. Medicine, normally helps to get away the refuah. Smell, normally helps to get away the other smell, right? You want to, you have a bad smell, you want to give a good smell. So that's where Sam comes from. So over here, the Sam is going to take away the redness, the red shape, the color.
If it's Dam,
it'll take it away. So
A cleanser,
right? Now, how would that do that? So what do you do? First, you put on Reik Tafel. Reik Tafel means that it's a early morning spit, which means you didn't taste anything yet. It's the strongest type of Reik. Umay Gerizin, that's water from Gerizin that you chew. It's a type of plant or something that you chew.
Beans,
right? That you chew. And the water from that is a strong...
You chew a bean.
And the water from that, the saliva from that...
Isn't Gerizin barley?
Pull.
What?
Yeah, some type, yeah.
No, he typed it also beans, but I thought it's barley.
No,
Gerizin.
Yeah, no. Pull.
Do you make a bracha on it?
Sure, no, you don't make a bracha.
It's like it's just something to chew, like.
Nothing, yeah.
Like definitely,
no, we're saying that if this is true, the liquid could use it as a cleaning agent, right?
Yeah.
Do you make a bracha on gum?
I try not to.
You don't?
I don't chew gum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but okay. The point is, he doesn't tend to swallow this, so he doesn't make a bracha on
gum. Oh, and taste itself.
I just have Gerizin.
Gerizin? No.
No,
I should always make a shahako.
Make Gerizin.
Umeir glayim, okay, that was left over and it's very strong. Vinesa, Nesa Rashi says is a min adama, type of plant, type of grass. Uburis, Rashi says is asev. Kamulia, Rashi says he doesn't know what it is. And ashleg, different yusayas, that's like found between the margalis that come up from the yam. So these are seven things that you pour on this cloth, and if it comes off, if the redness comes off, you know that it's dam nida. If it doesn't come off, you know that it's some other type of color, some other type of shape.
Meaning this is strong enough to remove dam.
Exactly. So this is all in bleach because...
The Kayan, the
something like that. Right.
Who is this, Kayan or the Bezel?
No, anyone. So if you want to know, your wife sees some dam, you want to know is this dam nida or not, you pour on these seven things. If it comes off, you'll know that it's dam nida. If it doesn't come off, you'll know that it's some other red marker.
So she's wearing a...
Why is that a riot, by the way?
A blue
so we didn't get to anything. Okay.
There's no kesef. Our kesef is only on
Mark. She's wearing something blue, and all of a sudden there's red on it. You know,
it's
you bought
it
blue.
Yeah, no, that's no problem at all.
It has to be she's wearing something red.
White.
So she's wearing something white and you see red. Is that blood or that's color.
There's a customs only on white.
If you buy something white, then when does it just magically turn red?
Well, you know many times that...
maybe something happened, something spilled, something got dirty, but anything.
Anything, you know many times, right? The red color.
Fine.
You don't always know that when it's red, that it's dam, blood. Well, how did it get there? Good question.
A kid had
put
a marker.
It on white, and then and the next day, next morning, there was red. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that case.
So, were you drinking a red pomegranate drink? Were you? No, I'm saying, I'm just.
But that's the Matthias. Do you know that many times on the Bedikah clothes?
Agree, like, what are you talking about?
No, he's asking good. No, and you know, you're going to Tachzid now. I'm saying many times on Bedikah clothes. There is a, for some odd reason, there's a red cap.
A red cotton. Thing.
Yeah. There's a little red cotton, and you didn't know it before, you didn't recognize it before. Tiny little red thing. And then you.
I mean, it attracts dirt. There's things in the air. Whatever, I'm saying.
This is Maisi Michal Yan, right? Literally.
I don't know, it sounds weak, I'm just saying. The cloth has one red piece of...
Well, that's the Matthias, and it's right there, pumped over there.
That's...
But that's the Matthias. I always say Michal. So...
It's an interesting thing, though, because we should have the Svar of Akert. You're telling me if it comes out, it has to be blood.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a Svar. Maybe it was another thing that was able to come out through this also. Would you forget? If it doesn't come out, then maybe you could say it's something else. A chayachter or some other substance that also has the ability to come off with these agents.
Right. You mean, let's say it's...
Whatever. Let's say it's a kid's magic mark, washable marker. That
right,
happens,
washable marker.
That could
right.
also come off. Right? It's normally the opposite. Oh, it doesn't come off. It must be it's that.
So if I can't, you see, we want to be making with needs
right,
so
maybe.
Much.
Right.
Want to be make
the point is, if it doesn't come off, then we're not machmir this cold either, because really you should be machmir on all of it.
Mm-hmm. Point is, if it doesn't come off, right?
Is there anything else that would come off?
Right? Imagine a washable marker.
Maybe they tried something else first. And it didn't
doesn't
come
seem.
Off.
The Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah just says these are 7 days each. Okay, fine.
But there's a cooler because if she was icing and red stuff. That day, then we assume it's that.
Right. Chicken, whatever. Okay, but kids, so Victoria Sefer, and the mission over there says, Avinu Shalai Kesidron, if you poured on it any, it has to be the order of these seven. You first did Meirag, all these things, Ragtafel and all that. But if you did it out of order, Ashavin, Shavasin, Ke'echad, or you know what, you put it in one mix, Le'asav Le'klum. So this is what they came and said.
This isn't Aveda?
No.
In order. Yeah.
No, if you want to check it, it had to be in order. If you didn't, if
you go to the store and they say, "I'm sorry, we only have that one and that one."
Then it's not gonna work. And if it comes off, there's no riot to anything. It's not gonna work. If it doesn't come off, it doesn't mean that it's other. That means if it doesn't come off, it doesn't mean that it's not damn needed.
Because you need all seven.
Then
those
exactly.
So according to Rashi, there's no bedikas anymore. Because it says because you have to say that the Rashi says he doesn't know what Kamulia was. It means the Rashi's time already. There's no bedikas anymore.
Okay. So now you could have this didn't work. Anyways, okay. So let's get back on track of it. So what do we see? So he came and said that this is the only time in Mishnayos that the exact Seder is the real order. Normally, when it says other Sedarim, it's not the real order. In fact, the Gemara, a Papa Sab Mishmeder Abba, but Af Abba Mises. Our Mishnah is also exact. Skeel is the most chama. Shimon says no, the other way. It has to be that it's exact. Why? Because the Sreifa Shimon argues no. Don't say Skeel first. Say Sreifa first. You see that obviously our Mishnah is also a Mishnah.
Right. What's the nafka min al halacha? Let's say someone gets two.
Or let's say the other Yishanim say, let's say one guy fell in between 30 guys that get Skila. And this guy gets Srefa. Do we give everyone Skila? Right. Or we go down to Srefa? So here you have a mission that also has to be in order. So tomorrow, you're right.
Meaning for this person that makes one of Kamina, Misa Chenek, whatever, he has to get this Misa because that's the Averi he did.
Yeah.
But if you have a Chetem to some other way, what would you do? So then there is enough Kamina.
There is enough Kamina.
How often is someone getting two?
If he did Shabbos together with Znus, I don't know, whatever. the same time.
So we're talking about we're talking about Mazid, and he said and he gave him a swear. He said Afro Pekin. A Russia will do it. He says Afro Pekin on the lot.
He's only going to live from the first one.
Obviously not. You only give him the most Muhammad to go.
Right.
So which we have to know which one's Muhammad.
How can you compare then? This one, you're doing all of them. The seven?
Oh, okay. But we want to know. No, you're right. You have to do all seven. But we want to know, is the Mishnah Dafka?
Right.
So here you have a Mishnah Dafka. Why do you say only that Mishnah? And for the Gemara, the Idach, but plucked like a man, he's not talking about our Mishnah. There's a Machlaikis. He's not going into. He wants to have a Mishnah where there's no Machlaikis. Question.
Meaning the only place where you have a
Mishnah without a Machlaikis
is this seven.
Now, in our Mishnah, there's a Machlaikis if it's Dafka, or there's a Machlaikis which one's more Chamer.
Which one's Muhammad?
Right, so it's not a machlekes and say that everyone agrees that the say is dafka. The question is just which way to go.
Look so like that it's written
is dafka.
This is Muhammad than this
right.
One.
Right. Shimon says, you know what? The other one. But everyone agrees that in our Mishnah, you have to learn it literally. Whichever way it says in the Mishnah. What's the Gemara answering?
Oh, I see.
What was the Gemara's text?
Here we have a machlek, and we
but,
just
but I want to know, when I start a Mishnah, should I work with Dafka, or I shouldn't work with Dafka?
In this case, you have to work with Dafka.
Everyone.
No, in general, no, because the only place in Shas is that seven. That right.
This place is Dafka, 100%?
Yes, why? Because when the Mishnah said, when the Gemara said that the only place in Shas is by that seven, the only place where there's no machlek is in order.
Over here, there's no machlek is in the order. The machlek is, if it's Dafka, the machlek is, what's the order? But everyone agrees that it's dafka. Because what the Tanakhama said, it's in, Shimon agrees in the Tanakhama you have to do a dafka. He just says that in
order.
Order
right.
Why does it say that it's dafka? Why does it say the order it's dafka?
Yeah. So there's no machlaikis if it's dafka.
Everyone
agrees it's dafka. Machlaikis is what's the order?
Why is my father that makes that dafka?
So good, so it's dafka. So why is the. The Gemara answered the reason why Rav Huna only said the Mishnah Nida is because this is Machlaikis. No Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is what's the order, but everyone agrees there is an order. Other Mishnayis, it could be a Machlaikis if there's an order.
Could it be that the Gemara meant to say Machlal is a Machlaikis?
Obviously, yeah, but it's interesting.
Right.
This is not the Machlaikis here. It's a different.
Where do we find that the Gemara worries that the Amara is Bepukla Kamara? And initially we say Bepukla Kamara. And Amara
didn't want to say his name. We're just trying to answer. So we're saying with some hands. Okay. Right. Zog the Gemara weiter. Papa, I'm afsei the Yuma. I have another mission for you. That's ma'akiv. The Tanan. What a kind of God does in Kippur. Come on, Simi Kippur, Ma'am, Ma'am, I'll say that. All the, everyone, if you learn Mishnayis Yuma, all the things that it says in Mishnayis, in Higdim, Ma'as L'chaveh, Le'as L'chaveh, if you did one, if the kind of God did one before another, it's Le'as L'chaveh, it's ma'akiv. So why don't you want to say it? Why didn't Rav Huna say only the Mishnah needs to say this Ma'akev? Here we have the Mishnah Yom Kippur. This is a very interesting Gemara. It's like a Lamdash Gemara. Kalachayat. That means, the Gemara said like this. Avada the say this Ma'akev over there. In Yuma, in the day of Yom Kippur, whatever it says in the Mishnah is Ma'akev. But why is it Ma'akev? Not because the Avada is more Chama than the next and Mitzad Avada. It's Mehilchis the Yom Kippur. It's that means the Yom Kippur and the day of Yom Kippur is so chashuv that we want to tell you to do everything beseid. But it's not mitzad that this avoda is more chashuv than this one. And that's what you should
do. If this avoda would be on a regular Tuesday,
I know, but it's a very interesting thing. Who cares? Is it ma'akev? Is it said ma'akev yet?
Okay, so our
is like Shiva, right? It's the mechayev is not
the actual
avoda. The mechayev is yet. But the ma'aseh when the Mishnah said it, it's ma'akev. So what do I care? What are you getting lamdash from?
More than that, we can go through thousands of things in Shas. I mean, every day of our lives that have an order. How do you daven? You do this first. You do that. Why? These are the only things.
You're saying good shemana esrei.
There's a million things. We have it. What? Can you mix the whole day around and it'd be like a slav dafka?
No, but this should be
everything
right?
About it. We have a shulchan aruch that gives us a day a way to live. There's so many things that we go through.
It could be that's because you just can't do the other thing first. You want to daven mincha for shachar. It's not mincha. So it's not be'etzim. There's no zach to it in itself.
Shemona Esrei.
Saying, could I eat matzah before I do the arba kodesh? I'm saying,
there's no mechayev of matzah yet.
Is there a
time? Maybe.
I'm just like, there's so many things that we.
So we'll see. The Gemara's going to go for more.
Right? It's not ingredients in a pie, right? It's not like
Now, this shemis amanim is something that you would think.
Let's say I ask you.
Working on each other.
No, that's what you have to do in order.
That's what you have to do in order. I mean, let's say you're cleaning your cabinet, and a guy tells you you need bleach and soap and whatever. Do you have to do the bleach first? Parshas not.
Sometimes you have.
No,
to
in
do
this case, there's an order of using the agents. It builds up.
This case is a build up.
I mean, if the first agent didn't do it, then you use the second one. It's stronger and stronger, and vice versa. Right.
Okay, talk to my wife. Say the Talmud when the Kohen Gadol, when the Kohen brought up to the Mizbech, there's a whole Mishnah in the Talmud, how you did the carbon Talmud. The Tani Allah, say the Talmud. The Mishnah over there says, this say that. So over there, it's also, he should have brought this as a raya, another case that is ma'akiv. So the Mishnah over there, chalula mitzvah alma. It's not going to be ma'akiv. It's just a mitzvah if you want. If you did it out of order, you're okay. So the Gemara, so what's our Mishnah come and say, lafuke? Lafuke mitzvah chalitza. I mean, Rav Huna. Mitzvah chalitza. How do you do mitzvah chalitza? Bahu v'yivimta lefnei bezdin. If a person comes with his yivama, so he comes with his, what happened to the yivama, his wife died, and he's going to marry his brother's wife died. So he's going to marry, his brother's wife. So now, we tell him sometimes, please don't do Yivam. He's 70 years old and she's 20 years old. So we tell her it's not going to be, the Shalom Bayis, it's not going to be that good. So rather do Chalitza. Or the opposite, she's 90 and he's 50. So we tell him it's not advisable to marry such a woman, and we tell him to do Chalitza. So Bo'u v'yivimta lefnei Bezdin, he comes with his Yivam in front of Bezdin. Are you nice to Eitza again? It's like we give you a good advice to do Chalitza. Shunema v'karla zikneira v'dibu eila. We speak to V.I. Meres. She says, Ma'ein Yivami. V'u'ayman, he says, Lechafasti l'kachta. They don't want to take it with Lashon HaKadosh. Hayayim, they would speak Lashon HaKadosh. V'niksha Yivim to eila v'ayin hazakeinim. And she comes towards Zakeinim v'chal tzanaloi. She takes off his shoe v'yarka b'fanim. She spits in front of him. Rei kaneir l'dayanim. A spit that a dayanim could see. The answer of Amra, and they say Kach Yasal Ish V'Nikish Ma Bisal, and you read the Pashis over there, and they do Chalitza. V'Amra of Yehuda, Mitzvah Chalitza. What's Mitzvah Chalitza? Kaira. You read the Psukim. She reads V'Kaira, and then he reads Chaylatzes. She does Chalitza V'Rakekes. She takes the shoe V'Rakekes. She spits V'Kaira, and she reads again. And this is the Seder of the Chalitza.
So a different order.
Right. Ravina B'Maika Mashmalan. Masnisini. What's he coming to tell you? It's a Mishnah. Hakam Ashmalan, Mitzvah Hachi, this is the Mitzvah. V'yapich Les Lamba, if you switch the order, you're okay. What type of order are you going to switch? Tayinam Yachi, we look in the Braisa.
Maybe Les Lamba means it's not good.
No, it's not Ma'akiv. Tayinam Yachi, like we look in the Braisa, Bein Sheikdim Chalitza L'Rakika, if you first took off the shoe and then you spit, Ay Rakika Chalitza, Masha Asa Yasa. So you have a Mishnah, here we have a Din, that the Seid is not Ma'akiv, even though the Mishnah does say order, but the Seid is not Ma'ak. Another Mishnah, Ulafuke, Mahad Tanan, Kohen Gadol, Meshamesh B'Shmai Nekelem, he wears 8 clothing. The headed Ma'aba, and a headed wears 4. B'Ksainis, what does the headed wear? He wears a shirt. Those shirts, Amol, was not like our shirts. It went till the bottom. B'Mechnesayim, pants. Mitznefes.
Those are not regular pants. Weren't they like
large? They found the pins, and they were long ones.
Long ones, right.
Like boxes.
Mitznefes is a hat. But Avnet is a gartel. That was the big day Kayan had it. Maisavalein Kayan Gadol. Kayan Gadol adds Chayshin, Eifayd, Umeil, Vetzitz. Fine. Vitanya. So the Mishnah says an order. First he put on his shirt, then his pants, and his tzitzit.
That's what
we're going to get. The Mishnah said an order. And we're going to say, V'tanya, Minayin Shalei Adava Kaidim Mechnesayim. How do you know for Kaidim Mechnesayim, the pants should be first? Shanema Mechnesay Vad, Yom Besara. And the Tana, My time Agdam Eliksayin. So why did the Mishnah go out of order?
One second, how is that a raya?
Because Abu Sar means there's nothing else.
Nothing else.
Right, Abu Sar in that part of his body. I mean, you
no,
have,
but we said that's why I gave Abdama.
That shirt is the longest. Right, but you could have the head. You could have them in Tznefes.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about the Mechazayim and
just that's they're telling you the order of how to put
normally,
it
if the Mishnah would say,
this is what it is.
Oh, that's exactly right. What I'm saying. Right. It means normally the Mishnah says something in order. So if one says, no, only by Nida, only by
the order.
But over here, you could do whatever, you could do the Mechassayim first. It's supposed to be the Tanama Agdama Lexinus. So why did the Mishnah say first Lexinus? Mishnah Agdama Kra, because the Pasuk says first Lexinus.
By the way,
my time Agdama. What? Of the mission. That's how you're supposed to do. You're supposed to first put on the Mechazayim, even though the Mishnah first said Ksainus.
You can put on the Ksainus first and put on then the Ksainus. It'll still be Abasaro. The reason is, Rashi says, because Abasaro means he's wearing nothing else when he puts it on.
Yeah, okay. So now, Zakhtim Avakra, my time Agdamet. Why was the Pasik Magdam? Hagufi, you tell me the Mishnah was Magdam because the Pasik. So why was the Pasik Magdam? Since it covers his whole body, the Mishnah would rather, the Pasuk wanted to say it first. But really, the Mishnah's out of order. Really, you're supposed to put on your pants first. So let's say the Kayan didn't notice, and he put on his shirt first. Should he take it off and then put on the Heisen?
Aren't we saying there's no order?
No, we're saying.
You should put on the pants.
That's a good question. Today. Do you put on your pants first or your shirt first?
The pasuk.
What do you put on?
That's a good question.
Every day different. You have no order. In halacha, there's an order what you're supposed to put on first. You know that, Rav Mazal? Yeah, because it's higher up. But it's not so pashut. Because since we wear undergarments,
so, you have to know how to do that also.
You have to cover your makam ever first.
Why do we run after the client? Because the sign first.
All in Simon Gimel.
If you're not a client, maybe you shouldn't do it like the client.
What? Mandinger? Yeah, Mandinger.